Hello and welcome to another episode of Miss Caesar's English Class. Today I have a super special guest, Miss Alexa. I'm not going to say her last name for legal purposes, but I think you all know her. She's pretty amazing. Say hello.
Hi.
All right. Well, we're happy to have you with us today. What I want to do is kind of recap what we did yesterday in class, talk about some of those important literary elements. What's one that stuck out to you yesterday, Alexa?
The plot. It's like all the actions that lead up to like the whole story and all the events, the setting, and just different things pertaining to the story and what we've been learning.
Would you say it's like things that happen in the order that they happen in the story?
Mm-hmm. Like chronological order, kind of.
Exactly. I love your use of the term chronological order because that is totally a literary term. Amazing. And I hear you mention setting. What do you remember about the setting?
It's basically where the story takes place. It could be one or it could be multiple.
That's right. And one thing we always want to remember about setting is
the time that it's in. It can be all sorts from AB to now to back then and in the future. Doesn't matter.
That's perfect. I can tell you were really paying attention. I'm glad you're here with us today on our show because I love it. All right. So whenever we have introduction of the characters plus the setting, and then maybe a little background knowledge. Do you know what that's called?
Exposition.
Yes, exposition. Good job. And then we watched some little clips of The Lion King yesterday to learn about rising action, climax, and falling action. And I feel like those are such hard things to pinpoint when you're reading a story. So we know that the rising action is all the stuff where like everything happens before the climax. So it's where the conflict is introduced or the problem. Do you remember what the problem was from yesterday from The Lion King?
Scar. Scar. Simba took Scar's place before he became king. And so eventually Scar's been pushed down to being king.
Yeah, like down the line, right? He's not going to be... That's perfect. So that would be the rising action is when we realize that Scar really wanted to be king and he's not going to be able to now, and it's causing an issue. And then we talked about how the climax of the story really is the moment where that character makes a defining decision. It changes the whole story. Do you remember what that decision was in The Lion King? Or do you need some help?
Need some help.
Okay. So if we remember that scene where Simba's sitting there and he's looking at the sky and he thinks he hears like his father talking to him and is like, you know what you have to do, remember who you are. And then Rafiki comes and like hits him on the head with that stick and he's like, yeah, the past hurts, but you can learn from it. And then all of a sudden Simba's running off and he's like, I'm going to, you know, take my rightful place. I'm going to face my past. That's when he makes that defining decision. So that was the climax of the story. And we know that the falling action is kind of like everything that happens after that right before the end. We're tying up loose ends here. And then the end of the story is just when everything's done. It is truly the end. All loose ends are tied up. Okay, if I said, hey, who's the good guy of the story? Do you know what we call that?
The
protagonist.
Protagonist.
Good. All right. And one thing that helps us remember that, the term like pro, right? Mm-hmm. When we say, oh, you're
positive.
A pro, like that's exactly right. It's a positive thing. So the protagonist is going to be the good guy. Mm-hmm. And the antagonist is the opposite of that. So what is that?
The kind of mean guy that doesn't look all...
Yeah, he's kind of like the bad guy. And it doesn't have to be a person. It can be a force, too. Mm-hmm. All right? So that's basically what we learned about yesterday in a nutshell. Everything. I can see you're clearly going to ace anything we do having to do with this because you understood everything. Alexa, thank you so much for being on our show today.
You're welcome.
You are an amazing, amazing student. And I'm so happy to have you in my class. And I know that your classmates are going to love listening to you on here. You have anything you want to say before we go?
English is a big part of your life, and you need it till you graduate and beyond that.
Woohoo! All right, thank you again.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.